Good morning, the exotic vet. This is Sharon.
Hi. I had a bit of an odd question for you.
Yes.
If that's
I
do pet sitting, and I've been looking after. We've been looking after a lady's guinea pigs, and it's unfortunately a bit of a hoarder situation. So we've been trying to rectify it slowly, but we've managed to get one that's been left out in the wild. It had escaped and it's basically been roaming, but we've managed to catch her, but she's looking a little bit rough, and we were wondering if we might be able to bring her in for a checkup. But I am also aware that it's already 11:30.
We are booked because we're close at 1, so we are fully booked. Is she eating okay?
She's a little bit, I mean, she's pretty startled at the moment. She has been eating.
How long was she gone for?
We've been seeing her out in the front yard, so we've been feeding her in the yard. But
so
she's
She escaped out of the hutch then. Do they have them in a hutch normally?
Look, they should.
Right.
A lot of them escape, and we spend every day playing catch. But
goodness, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a situation that once we're finished, we're going to report. But but for now, we just have this one guinea pig with us, and she's also got a really. She's kind of quite skinny at the top. She's very matted, but she's also quite big at the back. So I don't know if she's pregnant.
Oh, God, could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if she's, that is, who knows what they've got. How many pigs have they got roaming around? Do you know how many there is?
Probably around 50.
50?
50.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well,
it's been,
probably pregnant for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing the best we can, and we've made sure they all have like water and food, and we're getting them nutrients. But we've got a week and a half to try and sort this out before the owners come home. So.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, dear. Well, she probably does need. Would they be happy to pay for a vet consult, or would you?
Probably not, but we will.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got guinea pigs of our own, so we're very passionate about them.
You could try, I don't think they have any appointments, but you can try Murrumba Downs Vet, VetMD.
Murrumba Downs?
Yeah, VetMD.
Oh, okay.
They're only open till 1 o'clock as well, so I don't think they'll have anything. If not, Unusual Pet Vets is open all weekends. They're open till 5 today and 10 to 4 tomorrow.
Unusual Pet. Oh, awesome. I'll check that out too.
Yeah, but they're a bit far away. There's one at Budgeham and there's one at Jindalee.
Okay.
So they're... But, yeah, they should have an appointment free because they're open all weekend. So if you want to take her somewhere, I'd take her there. I wouldn't just take her to a normal clinic because they're not experienced with guinea pigs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But the Murrumba Downs one does.
Yeah, most of it there are experienced with guinea pigs. The one who's most experienced is on Saturdays, but there is other vets on there that are experienced with them.
Okay.
So you can try there, but otherwise, Unusual Pet Vets.
Perfect. I'll give them a call.
Yeah, because she sounds like she probably is pregnant. She's not, she could be a bit dehydrated, potentially.
Yeah.
She's just been running around.
We've left.
Have they been? They're pretty lucky they haven't been attacked by cats or anything else. If they're just running around.
Yeah. I mean, she's the only one. We've managed to get the rest into huts.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but many babies. It's insane.
What a job to go into.
And we weren't aware. We went in for a dog sit, and then here's all these guinea pigs. We were like, oh, okay.
Oh, goodness. And how many dogs is the one?
Four.
Oh, okay, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so we're sort of doing our best for this week, and then we'll be making some calls.
Yeah, definitely. That's not good.
Yeah.
Especially if guinea pigs run around. Outside, that's just not.
We're also trying to figure out the legality of how many. This is never said, but how many guinea pigs can go missing before they realise?
That's right. And they probably shouldn't have four dogs either. But anyway.
Definitely not.
But,
I will say the dogs are very well looked after, so that is something. The guinea pigs. Yeah.
They probably think they can just eat grass and be fine. But need.
Yeah, they get fed grass. They get fed grain too, which is horrifying. But
Do they give them any veggies or anything? Do you know? Or
They do. But the ones they left for us to give them were mostly already like fairly rotten. So we went out and bought all fresh veggies for them.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. I would love that. Is she separate now? Is she in with other guinea pigs?
She's separate now. We've got her separate. We've actually brought her back to our house. So she's separate.
Oh, good, yeah.
But she's near our guinea pigs, so she can hear them.
Okay.
Keep
her separate and really keep an eye on how much she's eating.
Yeah.
And what her droppings are like. They should be normal size and consistency. If she's got any diarrhea, if she's not eating, she definitely needs to be seen.
Okay.
Over the weekend. And if she's, something that is swelling, I would say she's pregnant with that many guinea pigs, there would definitely be males around. So.
Oh, well and truly, I don't think so she really regulates that. There's so many really young babies in there as well trying to look after. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so just, if she happens to not, if she's not eating properly, I'd take her up to Unusual Pet Vets over the weekend.
Okay, perfect.
And get her looked at if you can't get into VetMD, which you probably, I don't think you will at this hour, but...
No.
Definitely try Unusual Pet Vets if you can't get in there and see if you can get her.
Yeah.
So they might be able to tell you if she's pregnant as well.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
She's pretty wide.
Oh, dear, the poor things.
Honestly, it breaks my heart. Like, we've got three guinea pigs there, indoor guinea pigs. We converted an entire room into a guinea pig room. So they've got, they are the most spoilt guinea pigs in the world. But it breaks my heart to see them like this. So.
I know, it's so sad. They probably just let them out there and they're just breeding out of control.
Yeah, so, I would say so. I would say they got a couple and then now they have too many.
Yeah, they're out of control. But, at least you're looking after them. That's a good thing.
We'll do our best.
Good luck with the rest of it. And
thanks. I'll need it.
Today, but you should be able to get into our news or pet vets, surely, even
perfect.
If it's an emergency.
Awesome.
Alrighty. Okay, right. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Right. Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.